This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
February 4th, 2019. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here live for the next 4 hours, and the War Room kicks off with Owen Schroyer. Ladies and gentlemen, a lot of things have come together. A lot of really important things have come into focus. And the globalists and their operations are just getting more and more out of control and more insane. And as the public revolts against them, they're only resisting the people with more bullying, more censorship, more attacks, which is only outraging the public that much faster. Gavin McInnes filed a lawsuit today in Alabama against the Southern Poverty Law Center, an international crime syndicate that actually creates fake KKK and white supremacist groups. They were heavily involved in Oklahoma City. They have billions in secret slush funds overseas that have been exposed. They are the heart of the globalist criminal operation. And they're also the core of working with the big banks and working with the big Hollywood cartels to ban and demonize even mainline Christian and conservative organizations. So they are the closest thing to Nazis we have in America, trying to keep people out of commerce, out of free speech. Very, very dangerous group. Powerful press release up on InfoWars.com dealing with the fact that he filed the suit. In fact, we had it up first this morning, then added the press release earlier. We'd agreed to not release the press release until 8 a.m. this morning. Powerful press release, and he's filing a big lawsuit there against them. This is part of survival for himself and everybody else. So he'll be exclusively joining us via the telephone in the next segment, and then in about an hour or so, they're set to have a live press conference. We've got a feed of that that we'll run part of coming up. Oh, now he's joining us via Skype. Earlier it was going to be phones. So he'll be joining us via Skype coming up on the other side of this quick break. But he's striking back, and we want to commend him for the work he's doing. Stand with Gavin McInnes. And, again, that's defendgavin.com. So we'll be carrying all that at InfoWars.com, where we have the feed, ladies and gentlemen. So that's coming up next segment. This is just your run-of-the-mill article at InfoWars.com. Austria, white girls wearing headscarves to prevent harassment from Muslim migrants. Ron Paul, shut down the TSA. Peter Schiff, financial crisis bigger than 2008 is incoming. That's just some of the important news we're going to be getting. And then, you know, I've been pretty much ignoring Joe Rogan because he has a long-form podcast. I've known him for almost, I guess it's 20 years now or more. But I hadn't really paid attention to what he'd been up to the last few years. Now that I started investigating him, my Lord, wow, he's a much worse actor than I thought. Bad actor. And he's doing things, and Jack Dorsey's doing things that sent Martha Stewart to prison. So, I mean, you scratch the surface with Rogan, it's just stunningly criminal, in my view. And I'm just ashamed of myself for not doing more. By the way, his audience has completely turned on him. 50,000 downvotes to 7,000.9, and that's even with him deleting a lot of the downvotes. I was watching it in live time last night. It's fascinating. All his videos are being downvoted. Tens of thousands of people are unsubscribing every few hours. Everyone's turning against him, separate from what I've been exposing. And And his response is, YouTube's announced, this is official, they're removing the downvote for their poor baby Joe Rogan. He is their operative. I had no idea. He is. If he hadn't joined the dark side before, he's joined it totally. Pure, pure evil.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today. Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, Gavin McGinnis has been fired from his job. He's been taken off almost every major platform that's out there, just like yours truly. Because he's a patriot, because he supports America, because he stood up against the globalists. And now, today, he's filed suit against the Southern Poverty Law Center, a true hate-filled, evil, anti-American organization. It's as close to Nazis as you could actually get, in my view. Funding Nazi groups, funding provocateurs, heavily involved in Oklahoma City, heavily involved in just every form of evil you can imagine. Absolutely dedicated to destroying free speech and demonizing good people and kicking people even out of commerce so the general public is unable to even be able to have bank accounts if you're a mainline Christian or conservative group. This is the new reign of terror, the Chinese communist social score system that the Southern Poverty Law Center is in command of. They're the ultimate arbiter, even above the ADL, even above Media Matters, and then they give you the designation of the Scarlet Letter or the Yellow Star, and you are disappeared into an electronic gulag. Just absolutely stunning. And a very powerful press release is up on InfoWars.com. And Gavin goes through all of this, and coming up in about an hour, he's going to have a big press conference that we're going to be streaming live at InfoWars.com here on this show. We'll be simulcasting. You can also go to DefendGavin.com. But they've gone to his house and harassed his family. They have come out and said Mary Poppins is racist. The leftist groups are now saying that Boston is racist itself. And because half the football team is white, that it's a white supremacist football team. Even though the NFL is like 80% black. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the left totally projecting race-based politics to divide and conquer this country. And Gavin is a hero for standing up to them and supporting me when I was being deplatformed. Then he got deplatformed. He didn't cut and run. So go to defendgavin.com and support him there, because this is really a critical fight. Gavin, thanks for giving us the first exclusive on this out of your press conference. Really appreciate you, my friend.
Thanks for having me, buddy.
Well, your press release really says it all, but talk about why you're doing this.
Well, I'm doing this not because of me, and I did get brutally battered with social media and PayPal and being doxxed and my family and friends being attacked and my buddies, the Proud Boys, getting rounded up and arrested and charged with felonies for defending themselves. That's obviously a big part of this impetus. But I'm also doing it for the average American. I mean, the SPLC has positioned themselves with such immense power that they are now infiltrating not just big tech, where they decide who can say what, but they're getting involved in banking, and they're getting involved with the way everyone can do business. They're bankrupting people, and they're ruining innocent people's careers. I mean, I'm doing this as much for me as I'm doing it for Deputy Brian Greene, who was fired from Louisiana law enforcement for being a Proud Boy. This guy volunteered doing women's self-defense on the weekends. He's a stalwart of the community, graduated head of his class in the academy, and he's now lucky if he can get air conditioning work. Or Jennifer Morse from the Ruth Institute, who dared to say that when we're adopting kids, maybe we should err on the side of mother-father parents as opposed to gay parents. That's all she said. And her bank called her up and said, no, you can't bank with us anymore. Why are we giving these bratty busybodies power over all of our lives? It doesn't bode well for America.
And your press release and what your law firm has pointed out is absolutely on target, 110%. It is a consortium of leftist so-called watchdog groups, Southern Poverty Law Center with billions in secret offshore accounts that's been admitted, all their sordid corruption, all the lawsuits they've been losing, on record saying, we want to destroy Gavin McGinnis, we want to destroy Alex Jones. These are quotes. Then they go out and say lies about us that are then picked up and expanded out from there and projected everywhere where we get called Nazis. People come put things in our yards. They threaten our families. You've been through it. I've been through it. And it's just absolutely racketeering to have big tech with banks, with the mainstream media, with the Southern Poverty Law Center as the, quote, judge, jury, and executioner. And when they hang that scarlet letter around your neck, when they put that yellow star on you, you are being sent to total unemployment and being physically attacked. I mean, and they admit these are bullying monsters. And if you study what the Nazis did, for the first few years, they didn't really kill people. They just took your banking away and took your stores away and took your shops away.
Yeah, they put signs in your window that said, this is a Jew shop, don't shop here. And we're getting this now with this, hey, there's no home here in shop windows. I mean, or Proud Boys getting kicked out of various bars. They're not allowed to go to this establishment or that establishment. But I'm glad you brought up earlier the electronic gulag. This is actually worse than communism. Because in communism, you would go to the gulag, you'd go to the re-education camp, and you'd come back vindicated. In today's America, with this witch hunt, you're never vindicated. So once you're a bigot, once you're a homophobe, racist, transphobe, anti-Semite, whatever, that's permanently on your record, thanks to the SPLC, and you can never recover from that. But the people that I'm representing here, the people that I'm fighting for, they'll always be Googleable as part of a hate group. And they, you know, the SPLC starts with bona fide bigots, maybe like 5% of their total list. And then they just spread that out and include everyone remotely Christian, everyone remotely conservative, and they make this massive hate map that makes America look like a racist hellhole. And that's really why I'm fighting, because I'm sick of this depiction of all of us being prejudiced. It's not true.
And at the same time, you point out that they literally create heat maps that just act like America is, like almost every white person is a frothing KKK member, and then a lot of minorities now, a minority of them, are becoming hardcore racist and actually saying whites inherently are evil, like New York Times board members and mainstream media hosts. They're the ones mainlining hate. I mean, these people say things more hateful than David Duke does. And I don't support David Duke, but David Duke is a gentleman compared to the lady at the New York Times that calls whites subhuman goblins that live in holes. She can't wait till they all die. I mean, I don't like what David Duke has to say, but he doesn't say, kill all the black people. This is outrageous.
No, they're getting people killed. And when you depict America as this racist hellhole where cops hunt black people for sport, then a black guy is in a dangerous confrontation. He say he did something wrong and he's fighting with the cops. He thinks, well, I'm going to die anyway. I might as well go out in a blaze of glory. And the next thing you know, he's wielding a weapon going, well, these cops are all racist. I might as well keep fighting until I die. And now you just got that guy killed.
And then like, CNN says, well, cops are bad. That's why they're getting killed a few years ago. I don't even got to go, but I want to finish up on the other side, how people can support you and what's going to happen at the press conference today. But just briefly, it's in your press release, too. Multiple people have been shot and attacked by SPLC minions operating off their heat map. I mean, they use this as like a guidance system for their missiles.
Yes, the Family Research Council, the black security guard was shot defending them, and the guy who shot them said he wanted to kill as many people as he could. The Steve Scalise shooting was based on the SPLC hate group. Just the other day, Charles Murray was at Middlebury College, and the students were so rabid that they attacked a professor who got in the way of the attack was hospitalized. This is all due to the SPLC's hate group. They are fomenting hate. They are a hate group.
Well, also, Proud Boys is a defensive organization, and it takes any color, a lot of gay guys in it, whatever. And the idea that this was some offensive group, no, they stood up to bullies. They defended themselves.
Remember those Catholic boys the other day who were accused of something in ceremony? They said that they...
Let's talk about the other side, Gavin. Gavin, stay there. Let's finish up with that and your press conference coming up. Gavin McGinnis, defendgavin.com. I'm Alex Jones with newswars.com. Please stay with us. Without you spreading the links, we're dead in the water. You spread the links, Gavin, myself, all of us with you, go to the future successful.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at OfficeDepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour so you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. And now save big at the Buy 2, Get 1 Free event. That's Buy 2, Get 1 Free at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires February 9th, 2019.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Jeunesse, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. and you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I gotta tell you, Alex Jones here back live. Gavin was here in town a few months ago. He was really down, and he was taking calls from his wife, who he didn't say it was off record. Maybe that, I mean, basically, well, let's just say she was in trouble. Neighbors threatening them, harassing their kids, everything else, and he was depressed. But now to see him back on the offense is really an awesome thing, because I've been looking at groups, and we're looking at suing the Southern Poverty Law Center. We had lawyers here last week three times, very prominent ones. And we have all these powerful suits to get them off our backs. It's just which one's the best. There's a famous author who's English, who said a bunch of horrible stuff about me yesterday, who I can tell you right now is the prime target. He said, I'm sending people currently to kill parents of Parkland students. You talk about dangerous as hell to have a prominent author and actor on YouTube saying we must take Jones down. He must not be tolerated, showing flaming swastikas while he says it. And he shows no proof. But it's like, well, that's a famous actor. I'm going to get to it later. So I couldn't sleep last night. I woke up at like 3 a.m. I texted my lawyer, and I said, I think this is patient zero for us. But then I'm in my email inbox. Hey, here's your email. Don't go with this till 8 a.m. We're going to file suit tomorrow. So I'm glad to have Gavin McInnes here with us. Again, founder of Vice. They took it over and ruined it. There's so many other big things. He's having to fight back because they ruined his life. They took his bank accounts away. They took his PayPal away. He got fired from CRTV, where he was number one. Another reason he got fired. Yeah, you think you get promoted when you're number one? No, not when there's other guys above you that are older. You get fired. But that's how the world really works. When you're the top race car driver or the top fighter, until you've cemented yourself forever, there's people gunning for you. So, Gavin, in the 6-7 minutes we have left, get into again why you're doing this, the press conference that's coming up. But first, you got interrupted by the break. You were bringing up the parallels to the Kentucky Catholic school students who got totally set up, totally demonized, and called Nazis for standing their ground. Just incredible.
Yeah, and that was an actual quote. I watched CNN that morning, and they said, this is a quote. The woman interviewing one of the boys said, isn't it kind of aggressive standing your ground? And I was just floored by that question. The fact that standing up for yourself is now considered aggressive. The fact that not bowing your head in shame and just being submissive is now considered aggressive shows where we are as a country. We have to be drenched in shame at all times and apologize constantly, or we're being aggressive. No, we're not being aggressive. We're telling the truth. We're being honest about who we are. We're not bigots. We're not transphobes. We're not homophobes. We're not blah, 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 a folk. We don't disrupt indigenous ceremonies. That is all a lie. And I think it's time that we started fighting back. Your first instinct when all this happens is, I'm just going to get out of the way. These people are nuts. You know, say a crazy ex-girlfriend was outside your house throwing bricks at your house and screaming, you still love me. You'd be like, I need to get away from her. No, well, I've had enough of that. I've had enough of hiding from the crazy ex-girlfriend. The left has got Trump derangement syndrome. to the point of extreme mental illness, and we have to stand up to this crazy bitch and say, calm down, you lunatic. I'm not letting you ruin my life.
How is your wife feeling? I don't want to say things on air I shouldn't, but I mean, you really should describe to people. You almost had to get back on a plane and go home. This has been life-wrecking for you. You're not just, because the media is already, oh, poor Gavin, oh, you just lost your job, everything else. Big deal, you Nazi. What's it been like for your wife?
She turned a corner. I mean, she's a Hillary supporter. She's a Democrat. She's a vegan. And I think she realized that her people are insane. Now, she's not a Republican, but I think she's at least going to be independent. She was beaten. They had her, you know, hysterical and crying in bed all day. And then I think she sort of reached a tipping point where she said, this isn't just. And my husband's not an evil Nazi. F these people. And she sort of got an extra layer of skin. And now, you know, behind every great man is a great woman. And my woman is fully on board.
Well, I was reading about in the last 2 months, you guys reached out, you wrote letters, you went and knocked on people's doors with your children, and that turns into you're harassing the neighbors that stick signs in your yard saying you're a Nazi. I mean, these people are out of control drama queen liars.
Yes, and it's a small percentage. 95% of people in the burbs, anywhere you go, in any community, just want their kids to be happy, their kids to be educated, their kids to be healthy. But this 5%, these shrill limousine liberals who think they're fighting the good fight because they have a bumper sticker, are very effective when it comes to domestic terror. And they really can harass your family. You know, this is how they won the Boer War, the English. They started terrorizing the women and children. And that's what took the soldiers down. And the far left, they are doubling down for the next 2 years. They're so determined to make America look racist so they can get Trump out of office, that they'll stop at anything. And they're lying to themselves, first of all, pretending there's racists everywhere. But
well, let's talk about in closing here, and we'll obviously get back in the next few days, because like you said, you've been out of commission getting the suit ready, but now you're ready to come out politically, guns a-blazing, or out of the chute like a bat out of hell here, thank God. And again, we're all admiring what you're doing. Everybody needs to get involved and support what you're doing. How do people do that? And then let's talk about the suit itself, which is linked up on Infowars.com. It's also up on your site, defendgavin.com, because you got a pretty good suit here. They're saying they want to destroy you. They're lying about you, and they got you fired and took you off everywhere and then brag about it for fundraisers. I mean, these people are the definition of what the Nazis did.
Well, the crazy thing about all this is they want to replace the courts. They want to replace the justice system. They want to become judge, jury, and executioner. And you go, okay, I understand that, but I assume you're going to be very judicial about the way you speak and everything. Yet, at the same time, they have this snarky babysitter tone where they have headlines like, you want bigots, Gavin? This is how you get bigots. So it's like Becky is running the SPLC. So they're destroying people's lives. They're destroying businesses. They're ruining careers. And the face of the company is just this snarky mean girl from high school. It's bizarre that we've given Becky this immense power to crush people's lives based on lies. It's unprecedented in history, really.
Wait till I tell you what I discovered about Joe Rogan. He is actively in Google, in Twitter, with him, works for him, gets money from him, doesn't tell people. During interviews, he's doing infomercials with Jack Dorsey, and they've got a whole rollout censorship plan that he is now captaining, and anyone that criticizes him is being deleted off YouTube. So Joe Rogan has literally knelt to Emperor Palpatine.
Wow. I didn't know anything about that. That's amazing. You know, this is what happens in this culture of fear. You have people who, they go, I don't want to get in trouble. I don't want to get fired, so I'll acquiesce. No, the solution is not to acquiesce. The solution is to fight back. If we were in Salem and everyone was being accused of being a witch, you don't say, look, I'm not a witch. I'm going to wear white. I don't do any witch stuff. No, you have to say, there's no such thing as a witch, and you have to fight back. You don't hide when someone gets burned at the stake. You put out the fire and say, that's not a witch.
Well done. Gavin, the press conference is coming up in like 30 minutes. We'll be covering it live at Infowars.com and defendgavin.com. Thank you so much, sir.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy, and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Well, it's Alex Jones here, and you know, I've really been soul-searching about how honest I should be with the audience. I want to be clear.
You'll take my life, but I'll take yours too!
You fire a musket, but I'll run you through.
So when you're waiting for the next attack,
Crank it up. You better stand. Don't turn back. The bugle sounds. The charge begins. All right, getting back to what I was saying. I am neurotically honest about everything I do on air. In fact, if I feel like saying something kind of nasty, I say it, even though I shouldn't. It's a family show, and I commit it this morning to not every once in a while say nasty, mean, unprofessional things. And I got on my knees this morning, and I said, God, at like 3 a.m. I couldn't sleep because I was feeling bad about some of the things I said on the show last week. They weren't that bad compared to the rest. But you know what? I can't be like those people. But anyways, that's just another side issue. I start thinking about telling the truth. I tell you about my own personal struggles so you understand that I'm trying to commit to you to be as good as I can. But I get whacked out fighting the globalist where I don't care what they do to me. So then psychological governors are taken off where I'm not compartmentalized. I'm wide open, okay? And you kind of go crazy when you're staring into the abyss all day, is what I'm trying to say. And again, these are a lot of emotions. It's hard to even describe what I'm trying to get at here. It's just, I get wild on air sometimes, and I don't do it on purpose. And some of it's good, and some of it's bad. And I understand the world's such a serious place that I need to rein it in at 45 years old and be more professional because things are very serious. But at the same time, my information's accurate, but I have gone kind of crazy. So, I mean, that just goes with the territory. When you start getting persecuted for many, many years on end, and you go through a lot of persecution, and you make yourself adapt to it and overcome it, it's like that Gnarls Barkley song. I don't know how to describe it, but he talks about once he went crazy, he had so much more emotion and also so much space. And that's what it's like when you go past these barriers and do things that other people haven't done and you conquer these demons, thanks to God's help. At the same time, every time you conquer a demon with God's help, you're still a man and you take a little piece of that bugger along with you. And I prayed to God to cleanse me and help me not be like this, because if I get the diabolical mindset, this morning I was working out with Pat Riley, my buddy, and I said, now watch this, Pat. I'm going to try to throw it like three times the range at that dartboard from a regular position, and I hit the dartboard, but barely. And I said, now I'm going to turn over to evil. Watch this. Double bullseye and right by the bullseye. I gave in to hate. I just hated my enemies and went, yeah, and and it's like, that's the dark side, folks. And I'm just like, I don't know how to explain it because it's just all just seething and ready to get these people because they think they got the dark side. They have no idea. And I just, and Riley was like, that was amazing. He saw it happen. And I just don't know how to explain it. It's just, oh my God. Just thank you for putting up with me is all I'm saying. And then I'll add this. You know, we're here supporting Roger Stone. We're here supporting Gavin McGinnis, who's an awesome guy and I admire. And you're supporting me. So I don't like coming up here and asking for your support all the time. But you know what? I'm in a total war. And quite frankly, back in the day, we could bring in plenty of money before all the censorship and blocking. I barely plugged. And if I'd have plugged like an ant and put away stuff for the winter instead of a grasshopper, we wouldn't be nip and tuck right now. But this is an ongoing savage war. They took away almost all our sponsors. They took away our ability to advertise online on most platforms. They took most of our banking away. They financed all these fake lawsuits against me. I got most of them thrown out. Same people filed more. But here's the thing. I know we can't give up because we've got a job to do into this fight, into the crises that the globalists are starting. And we have to be in the position into the future. The enemy has done the analysis, and they know that if we continue into the future, they know on the timelines they've tracked, InfoWars is a critical chain reaction component to planetary victory for humanity. They know that. And so we have to step into that admission and step into that office and step into that responsibility, myself included, and you've got my commitment to do the best I can under this level of pressure. The problem is, it's not that the pressure grinds me down. The pressure, when I overcome it, then I become a monster. You understand? I'm fighting, not accessing worldly powers, is what I'm trying to say. Because I can't use the devil's tricks. I'm trying to be a very good person, and I'm not trying to give into the dark side. You understand? But as they put more pressure on me, it's beyond a temptation. I start seething. So just pray for me. And I'm not whining. I'm asking for financial support, and I'm sure asking for prayers, folks, because you want to take care of people you love. You want to be a good person. You want to be evil, but you cannot become it in the process. That's how so many good men and women fell to evil, fell to darkness, was in the process of trying to beat it. They became it. I do not want to do that, but I'm prone to it, and I'm struggling. Because, again, instead of feeling weak like a victim, it does the opposite. But it's worse than being a victim, because I don't want to become what the enemy wishes they were, is what I'm trying to say. I think I've explained that, but you've got my commitment to the best job I can. Our biggest stress is production time. If I go out and shoot an ad in an interesting location, we sell product. If I make the ad interesting, we sell product. I just sit here in the studio going, please buy my product, please buy my product. You don't buy the products. And then I got to run even more ads and try to bring the money in. All of you that have been supporting us, I want to thank you. Support the local radio stations as well. They're just as important. Local TV as well. But these are products. Everybody should have their children on clean, high-quality fish oil. Ours is the best on a roll. Everybody should be taking high-quality turmeric. Bodies is the best out there, period. You have my commitment on my soul that we went out and got the best company, the best quality, and 95% curcuminoid. Nobody else has got it. That's what I'm getting at here is everybody else likes to lie. Everybody else sits there and gives you bull. It's like the spirit of these people. We're not doing that. When I tell you our stuff's got the most product in it, it's got the most product in it. When I tell you our bone broth's the strongest of the best, it is. You're like, well, it doesn't taste too good. What do you think pure bone broth with the highest quality chaga mushroom and bee pollen tastes like? There's no fillers in this. You got to mix it with other stuff. It's nitro for the body. It's $19.95 right now. That's our new special. Got a big shipment in. I want you to see how great it is for your bones, your cartilage, your body, meal replacement. Mix it with whey. Mix it with milk. Mix it with fruit. Then it tastes pretty good. The point is, we can't even quantify. It's like 15 bowls of chicken noodle soup without the calories. I mean, it's probably more than that. Okay? It's the strongest. And Vice and all of them make fun of it all day. They're idiots. They're pathetic slaves. Look at them. The enemy can't even get real people on his side. So we got a bunch of new specials at InfoWarsLife.com. 50% off, $19.95, folks. We hardly even make any money on that, but I want you to see how great it is. And then the big one. Get Brain Force Plus at 50% off the amazing nootropic that goes like a horse and carriage with Turbo Force.
I remember when I lost my mind.
The pre-workout, total energy, all day long, whatever you want to call it, 10 hours of energy. There's nothing else like it. So 50% off, 33% off together, InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. But a lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible. But since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76 and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up. And the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400. The safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We're on the march. The empire is on the run. All right. I don't like doing what I've got to do next hour, but I have discovered that Jack Dorsey and Joe Rogan are doing such horribly evil things to people that I'm ashamed of myself for not learning about it earlier. Now, quite frankly, in fairness, I mean, we're covering the big global issues and what's happening and what's unfolding, but hiding in plain view under my nose is a stinking rat's nest that deals with the internet takeover plans, face scanning to buy and sell, potential SEC violations where they're promoting different cryptocurrencies but not telling you they're being paid to do it. I mean, you just saw a bunch of Floyd Mayweather and a bunch of others pay big fines over that. And when I learned about this, sort of researching it, there was Jack Dorsey of Twitter talking about it with Joe, going, oh, and I've met with the SEC, and we're being very careful how we do this. He's such a snake. Oh, looking down while he says it. And they're not telling you he pays Joe millions of dollars to push particular cryptocurrencies and different cashless systems for a global government currency that they think Joe is the answer. How pathetic. 50,000 downvotes to 7,000 downvotes. So, all I can say is, in the words of Tony Montana, for a green card, I'm going to carve them up real good. Politically. Because watching this is so sick to watch Joe prey on his viewers. And now I've got his whole modus operandi. What a snake, man. You know, people can take like that snake-like behavior as manly. It's not. It's a predator with eyes pointed straight forward, looking right at you, how he can gain you and dominate you and control you. Period. Joe Rogan is definitely a psychopath. And so is Jack Dorsey. So they're two disgusting little peas in a fetid pod. They can make our mannerisms and they can, you know, behave like we are, but they are the traitor within. They are the plague, to quote Cicero. So wait till I expose this. This is just one sponsor we believe is biggest. Word is $300,000 a month Rogan's been getting for years, never telling people that his main sponsor is Jack Dorsey. Unbelievable. All hiding in plain view. You know, I got to thank the listeners for being all over my ass the last few years about Joe. And I just didn't listen to it. So I'm too busy to listen to 2-hour-long deals. You know, I'm doing my own research. And, you know, usually it's like DMT, we, you know, all this George Soros type stuff. That's all an agenda. That's been his sponsor, is these big foundations. And now it's making Jack Dorsey's digital system based on Bitcoin the new global currency, when obviously they brought the global currency forward as a grassroots thing to make you adopt it like it's avant-garde and radical and cashless and blockchain and it's so radical, it tracks money's whole history. Oh, great, a total tracking of money throughout its history, the opposite of cash. How wonderful is this? It's wonderful. And Joe the whole time is looking down at his notes. It's all stuff written by Twitter. Oh, I love your... I just, that company of yours, what's the name? It's so good. It's so easy. We all use it. What's the name? Not even saying, by the way, that my biggest sponsor is here, Jack Dorsey, and I'm here to do a pump and dump. I'm sorry, I said I get to the next hour. It's just the sliminess of it. God. But that's why Joe Rogan loves Vegas so much, because it's one thing to go to Vegas every once in a while, but it's one thing to be a creature of it. And to like it. Because I get into L.A. or Vegas, man, I'm like, I don't have a soul here. Something's wrong. Get me out of here. Danger, Will Robinson, danger. I can't sleep in those cities. I can't have fun in those cities because they're evil. New York City's got corruption, but I feel good there. It's different people and things going on. But L.A. and Vegas are muy, muy diablo. All right, I'm going to stop right there. The old saying was, why did the sun never set on the English Empire or the British Empire? And that's because God wouldn't trust an Englishman in the dark. That was the old saying that, you know, scratch a pirate, find an Englishman, was the old saying. And you pull back from this, and it's so diabolical. See, I woke up at like 2:33 in the morning to go back to sleep. So I got in front of the computer, the big screen computer, and I was like, well, I know, sorry, my brain already primed, projected, already had enough data points, but I was like, let me guess. Jack Dorsey's been in Bitcoin a long time. Let me guess. I bet he dumped his right when it went down. Sure enough, exactly what he did. And then they're doing a dead cat bounce trying to sucker in the next group. And so now they're trying to sucker in Joe's audience, who they see as like stoner, you know, low-grade morons that want to learn how to be ninjas. And sure as hell, everything I already knew, and it wasn't a confirmation bias, it was literally like, oh, he dumped right when it dumped. Oh, he's doing a pump and dump. Oh, and then, oh, others have, and I went, oh, my God, I found last night three George Soros-owned companies that are Joe Rogan sponsors. But he almost never tells you it's a sponsor when they're on. Like the first thing I tell you, because ethically, if someone is your parent company or your sponsor, when you have them on, by the way, this is my sponsor, doesn't say that in a 2-hour podcast. I couldn't watch the whole thing, so I had a crew member this morning. I called at 9. I said, I watched an hour of it. And I watched parts of it multiple times. I can't watch it. It's like a snake fest. It's like two cobras dancing together. I said, can you watch this? And no. Never said, Jack, thanks for being my sponsor these past few years and paying me hundreds of thousands of dollars a month. It was just like, thank goodness you're a moral CEO. I've never censored anyone on your platform. And like Joe's laughing while he says it. It's all a it's like saying to Hitler, thank God you love Jews, or you know, Fat Albert, thank God you're so skinny, or to a giraffe, thank God you don't have a neck, you know, or a bass, thank God you have such a small mouth. Oh, my grandma, what big eyes you have, what big teeth, all the better to see you, all the better to eat you with. And there's Joe, man. Even his own logo was a devil. And he's just dancing around. It's all funny. Oh, I'm a pothead. Yeah. You want to be manly? Do it with me. Yeah. But the good news is, Joe is like the globalist prize pig or something. Yeah, like the prize golden calf. And everyone I know hates his guts. Even 6 months ago, it's like there's this genetic spiritual awakening where, I mean, you don't think anybody really likes Alexandria Cortez, right? That's all fake, fake stage election. It's the same thing everywhere. So I got a bunch of other big news I'm going to hit, but we're going to go into the Bitcoin scam. And I want to be clear, I'm not saying a cryptocurrency is bad. I'm explaining that it came out of nowhere. No one knew. It's so avant-garde. I had people heavily Soros connected. Now I realize it. Trying to get me involved years ago, I wouldn't do it. They would always just show up when I was in London or wherever trying to push it on me. And now the whole thing's so clear. And so Jack Dorsey with Joe Rogan thinks they can sit there and try to sucker people in to another Bitcoin bubble. I mean, that is diabolical.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly. You could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah,
but I would definitely use this product.
This product
within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.